The Park City Ice Arena staff was lauded by the Park City Council for how well it has managed the arena, almost too well. With so many various user groups vying for ice time, the ice gets used from 6 a.m. until sometimes past midnight. Staff grapples with finding snippets of more ice time to satisfy demand. With this in mind, council had questions about bringing in a second ice sheet. If one sheet is busy, what could a second one add to the community other than millions of dollars in cost? As council member Alex Budwinski says, the capital costs of new ice can't be ignored.
If we decide to go down the road of another ice sheet, we have to stop ignoring capital costs. It's a huge investment, could potentially bring more business here. I think we need a good solid sense of what that's going to be. For ignoring the fact that we have whatever it is if we spend $4.5 million.
The ice arena aims to make a full cost recovery by the year 2015 so that it's no longer subsidized by the city. But if a new sheet at between $4.5 and $6 million were built, Budwinski points out it would take quite some time to recover those costs. But currently, there are some missed revenue opportunities that the arena passes up because of overbooked ice time. Ice Arena manager John Pisty says they try to create a balance between serving the community and booking other events that will generate more revenue. With two ice sheets, he feels they could do both.
Today's a great example. We had a special event. Film company wanted to come in and do a commercial. It bumped our 3 hours of freestyle in the morning, a public skate, a drop-in for hockey, you know, and those are all pretty popular programs, but we work with figure skaters to find them additional ice, and it gave us $2,700 of revenue in 8 hours instead of $500.
Mayor Dana Williams says if they can accelerate the cost recovery and continue in the same positive trajectory they have been, a new sheet is worth looking at.
You know, I don't want to lose that memory that we had made the commitment that, you know, you get this expense to zero, and then the dialogue should start. Because obviously there's enough user time that it's worth looking at the next phase of that. And what are we losing in terms of bringing in outdoor events if people want to put things on here?
And Councilmember Cindy Matsumoto said the staff also presented the existing and possible future ice sheet as an economic driver for the community. One belief is that if the arena were marketed as a high-altitude training center, it could be well-received and bring in national and international athletes to train during an otherwise shoulder season for the arena.
What do they need? What does a high-altitude trainer in ice skating need besides what we offer at this particular rink? So if we go forward with a new rink, what kind of features would we need and what kind of availability for getting those kind of teams or individuals in would be available?
Matsumoto also wondered about the possibility of a second sheet being an open-air sheet. As part of this brainstorming session, Mayor Williams talked about a type of hybrid ice sheet they saw on a city tour while in Bozeman, Montana.
They had a permanent roof structure, but then they had, like, canvas walls. So if the temperature was right, they just leave the walls up, and sun cones and everything. And then if it was warming up, they would lower those so that they could keep the temperature. It was, I mean, lots of ideas.
As this session was simply an overview of the past and present successes of the ice arena and the hopes for its future, council only engaged in a very preliminary look at a new ice sheet. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.